Hey girls, I know for the last little bit, I have been waking up between 4:30 and 5 in the morning, and I'm a girl who loves her sleep. My friends know this, and so at first, I'm just going to be honest, I was just irritated and frustrated. I'm like, what is going on? Why do I keep waking up at this time? But I noticed as time went on, I really started just taking that time and just praying and, you know, reading scripture, listening to worship music. And I came across this verse, Psalms 5:3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. And as I was reading that verse, I realized, I mean, as you hear it, it says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice in the morning. So, you know, when something's repeated twice in a verse, you really need to pay attention to that. There's a reason for that. And so, you know, for me, and like I said, this doesn't fit everyone, but for me, just that morning time, it's just the quietness about the morning time. Things have not yet been disturbed, and there's just a peacefulness. And so, I really just try to take that time when I do wake up, not to get irritated about it, but just to take it and say, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me for the day? What are you trying to prepare me for the day? And it's just been really neat to see how God has really just been kind of moving and walking with me throughout the day. And like I said, you know, I know that's not a time that you really want to get up at, but I also notice when I take that time and when I do wake up and I'm just stop tossing and turning and really just concentrate that time with God, my mood for the day is so much better. Oh my goodness, it's so much better. So I just want to encourage you girls, just make sure you carve out that time. You have to decide what works best for you. Maybe you're an evening person. That's fine. Maybe you enjoy the morning or midday, but just to carve out that time. God is not measuring the time with you. He just wants to spend time with you. He wants to have that relationship with you. So I just want to encourage you girls this week. Just carve out that time with Him. You figure out what's good for you. I love you girls. Have a great week.